Petition for Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. Zdunik, Z, D as in David, U-N-I-C, October 26, 91. Address as a letter to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, follow-up for Mrs. Snutnik, severe hypertension, renal artery stenosis, obesity, diabetes, last visit in March, comes in person, blood pressure very high, 210s, 120s, feeling tired, some headaches, no changes on eyesight or hearing, no nausea, vomiting, supposed to be doing low sodium, trying to do also a diet, way down from 311, 294, 286, trying to be more physically active. She has an acne that goes with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood. She takes Provera, P-R-O-V-E-R-A, because of menstrual irregularities with improvement. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. Takes antidepressants, medications for migraine as needed. Blood pressure, chlorthalidone, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, aldactone, Norvasc, Catapress. Today blood pressure quite high, 240, 130 on the right, 240, 119 on the left. Obesity, acne of the face, neck, and upper chest. No respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3. Lungs clear, no arrhythmia, but a systolic murmur. Obesity of the abdomen, no ascites. Trace edema, up to 1 plus, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is March. Malanemia 12.7, normal white blood cell platelets. MCD low, 82-83. High glucose, fasting 163, normal kidney function, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin, liver testing, low ferritin 31, saturation 14%. There has been documented left side of the renal artery high velocity suggestive of stenosis, 227. Normal kidney size, 10.7 right, 11.2 left. All this is from November 2021. Previously, mitral regurgitation, normal ejection fraction, left ventricular hypertrophy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension, severe, poorly controlled, refractory. She says to be compliant with medications. Trying to be physically active, watching on the salt and weight reduction, which is successful. Against her, the obesity, the exposure to medications like Provera, her underlying polycystic ovarian syndrome. She does have evidence for renal artery stenosis, at her age, fibromuscular dysplasia, presently preserved kidney function, but there is evidence of end organ damage from left ventricular hypertrophy and valve abnormalities. I'm going to increase the clandidine to 0.2 three times a day. She's already a maximal dose of ACE inhibitors, traditional upper normal dose for diuretics, good dose of aldactone, maximal dose of Norvasc, a good dose of toprol. Heart rate is in the lower 60s, we will call interventional radiologist, Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, to help us as soon as possible for renal artery stenting, angiogram. She needs to keep checking blood pressure at home, and we will adjust it before and after procedure. All questions answered, end of dictation.